person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
He laughs at it for one thing.
Yeah. And what are some names that he might say?
A city slick.
Okay. Now, turn it around. Suppose a country person goes into town.
Lord, he's a country person to start with.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call people whose skin is black? Whose skin is black? People like you all, whose skin is...
Well, we call them colored people.
Okay. This interests us because people my age now, at the same university I go to, colored people, yes. Don't want to be called colored people. They don't want to be called Negroes. They want to be called blacks or Afro-Americans.
Yes, yes.
But they don't want to be called colored people, which I think is interesting. Let's see now. Suppose, let's see, what are some names that you wouldn't want to be called?
Well, I don't like the word nigger.
Okay.
Because it don't mean nigger, it means negro, but the average person has to say, I go a nigger.
Yeah.
Well, that don't sound good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, to the average colored people.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's see now. If a white person got mad with a colored person, he might call him a nigger.
Yes, that's
right. Now, if a colored person got mad with a white person, what are some names he might use behind his back?
Well...
That are sort of, you know, sort of the same kind of thing as nigger.
Oh, yes. Well, you asked me for truth, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Call him Taliface.
Taliface. Now, that's...
And everything.
Okay.
Now, if they're mad with him, showed up.
Now, can you think of any other names besides that? Like maybe when you were a child and...
Yes, but that was when I was a child and we'd be... You know, picking at one another.
Yeah, sure.
They called me a nigger, I called them Taliface.
That's very interesting. I hadn't heard that before.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the...
And each one of the woods would get a fight out there. One of the
I bet.
You had to go throwing rocks and running one.
Well, listen, have you ever heard the white people call stager?
No.
Now, I was asking these same questions in Dallas, Georgia, which is just west of Atlanta.
They call them what?
Stager.
Yes, I believe I have.
Have you? I hadn't heard that before either.
I believe I have, not too much.
Uh-huh. Let's see now. What do you usually call people whose skin is the color of mine?
Well, it's the color of your own white people.
Okay. Now, let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. The man would get awfully,
mad.
Okay. Now, suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child... what?
Well, they could sit home a lot. Well, couldn't learn or...
No. Now, why would the nurse send a child home?
Oh, sick.
Okay.
That's right.
So now, if you were going to finish this sentence, you'd say... the nurse sent the child home because the child
was sick.
Okay.
Yes. Sir.
Now, if a person feels sick down here, you say he has a sick feeling.
Sick stomach.
Okay.
I done had it too much.
Well, now, would you say he feels sick?
Sick in stomach.
Okay. What do you call a celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Celebration. That's just a lot of people getting together and enjoying themselves. And
okay.
Having a sad, big serving.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, you better behave or something's going to get you.
They call them, spook call them haints or something to do that to scare the children.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called a boogerman?
Yeah, it's a boogerman and spookers and everything.
Okay.
Children's are grown now, they don't pay no attention to spooks now.
I did. I was scared. If anybody said, you know,
I was too.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Christmas. I hope you're happy Christmas or Christmas gift or something.
Okay.